Okay, let's begin. Sefer Vayikra. Sefer Vayikra, third of the parts of the Torah as we get into. Vayikra Moshe, just a scheduling note. Next week there will be no shir for Tzav. There will be tomorrow night. There will be the Haggadah shir. Hashem, it will be up on online by tomorrow night. But next week there will be no shir. And we will pick up at Hashem again after Yantif, Wednesday night after Yantif. So I think we only missed Tzav. I think it's the only parsha, and then we'll get back with Shmini after Yantif. Okay, so Vayikra el Moshe. Parsha starts off. Hashem calls to Moshe, and again, as we know, much of the parsha and of the Sefer is about Karbanos. The Medrash calls parshas Vayikra. Right? Is that called Vayikra? We call it Vayikra. It's the first word in the parsha, but really the content of the parsha, as the Medrash calls it, is Toras Kohanim. So just start off with one little thought from the Rebbe Radomsk in source number one in Bekaras Shel Shabbos Oneg. Shomim atem hayatzadik Reb Shlomo miRadomsk omer uma behema pshuta kasher adam miYisrael omer leha karbon hari miyad hari miskadesh es pekdushel yona. If we know by a simple animal, you have a shepsela, you have a little animal, and I say the words, this is a karbon, this is kadosh, all of a sudden, this animal gains unbelievable kedusha. A special aura of God, of kedusha falls upon it, and it can be sprinkled in the kodesh kadashim, in the holiest place on earth. That's a simple animal, and I just say the words kodesh lashem about it. Kal v'chomer, b'menosha kal v'chomer, surely imagine, im ha'adam v'kabal atzmo, if I say about myself, I'm going to be kodesh lashem for now on. If an animal gets so much kedusha on it and such an aura on it with just the declaration, imagine a person with so much potential, a person who could reach for the stars, he could gain, he could say it and imagine the level that he could reach. And maybe that's what's alluded to in the second pasuk in the parsha, min habehema, min habakar, min hatzon, takrivus karbanchem, from the animals, bimakriv, learn from the animals, from the animal, from the lowly animal, which could be raised to such heights, with the declaration of Kedusha, takrivu, you, bimakriv, you learn, you human beings learn, imagine how high that you could get yourself. That's just a thought about karbanis in general. We can learn from the animals what level of Kedusha we could reach. Many of the Mefarshim discuss at the beginning of the parsha the first word, the last letter of the first word, Vayikra el Moshe. Hashem calls to Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elav, Hashem speaks to him from the Ohel Moed. So as we know, the word Vayikra in the Torah has a little letter Aleph. It's not written in the normal way. The Sofrim have a Mesorah for many years that the Aleph in Vayikra is written very small. The question is why? Many Mefarshim talk about this. What is the Aleph in Vayikra meant to teach us? Why is it small? So we have two thoughts tonight on the little Aleph. First is in source number two, Mayana Shel Torah. Go back a step. We know the Medrash tells us at the beginning of Vayikra that there is an ancient minhag of teaching children Vayikra. The first content that they learn, not starting with Bereshis, or many start with Noach, but starting with Vayikra. Yavo tahorim v'yisasku b'taris. That's what the Medrash says. Let the Torah, the pure children, come and be osek in the purity of Karbanis. That is a minhag that in most schools is not followed today. There are some schools here and there that follow it, but that is the Medrash. So says the Yalkut, quoted here in source number two, maybe that's the little Aleph. You started with Vayikra with the little kids. The little kids, you teach Vayikra, that's who you call to first, that's how you teach them. Mishim shebe parsha zu medubar al karbanos shem tahorim, v'harei tinokel shebe yisrava gamkin tahorim, mikol chet vavon. So yavo efotarim yisasku be parshas tahorim. That's one idea. The little Aleph is meant to hint to us for the children. But then he quotes from the Avnei Ezel, goes a little deeper. It goes a little deeper about the connection between children and karbanos. Because what's a karban about? What does karban mean? The word karban, it means l'karev, to be close to Hashem. But when we say being close to Hashem, the ultimate karban, the akeda, it means mesiras nefesh. It means sacrifice. Sacrificing for God. Says the Avnei Ezel, k'dei l'chanech yoladim la'torah ulamitzvos. Min hatzorich sheyehei adamuchan lahakriv karbanos. v'limsor es nafsho. It's a parent's job sometimes to sacrifice for their children, to sacrifice for the education of their children. That's what we see earlier, right now, nowadays, even the money that is spent in Chutz La'aretz on tuition, sometimes 75 years ago, to give a child a Jewish education. There's sacrifices. Every generation has their sacrifices. But children, karbanis, what's the message for the parents? Because there's mesiras nefesh that is needed in order to be mechanich a child properly. And even time, sacrificing time, time that parents could be giving to themselves. And instead of giving it to children, maybe that's a deeper connection, suggests the Avnei Azel, in terms of sacrifice and chinuch, it's starting the children. Alav l'shalim schar limud, he has to pay for tuition, afim anusu lachzor pas lechem mipiv, even though he can't afford it. Lefichach maschina lumud amayela b'parshas ha-karbanos, l'ramiz b'zeh l'horim. So the parents, hey, why are they learning karbanos first? Ki u'nechonim l'hakriv kol karban, v'yesh b'nafsham l'chanech ziladim la-torah. It's worth everything to give my child a Jewish education. The mitzvah puravu doesn't end with birth, but it starts with birth. And it continues with birth and giving them chinuch yados, a Jewish education. But that is all idea number one for the small aleph, to hint to the children, and then we set a thought relating from children to karbanis. There's a second thought though. Second thought, I gave it to you from the Darkei Musar. We'll get back in history who said this earlier in a minute. But the Darkei Musar suggests as follows. He quotes a Ramban that we discussed last year. I think the first source that we discussed last year, Parshas Vayikra, was a machlokas between the Ramban and the Rambam about the purpose of karbanos. What's behind karbanos? What's so important? There's so much of Torah Shebichsav about karbanos. 1/6 of Torah of Mishnayis, karbanos, kachim. So what is it about? So the Rambam, in Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam quoted, which we saw last year inside, says, Karbanos is to counter Avodah Zarah. To counter Avodah Zarah. All the nations of the world bring sacrifices to their gods, so we don't want, Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't want us to do that, so he says, you can also have sacrifices, but give them to me. That's the Rambam. The Rambam, Kedarko, that many, many mitzvahs in Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam suggests, is based on countering Avodah Zarah. The Rambam does not like that reason, discussed it last year, but now we get to the Ramban's own reason. He quotes it, second line. Ki ba'avur shemaisa b'dei adam nigmarim b'machshava u'bedibur b'maisa. Because a person's actions are influenced by what he says, what he does, what he sees. Tziva Hashem, Hashem commands us. Ki kasher yechtevi avi karban yismoch yadav alav. When we bring a karban, we don't just bring the karban and go home. What do we have to do? We have to lean on the karban. We have to connect to the karban. And we have to confess on the karban. And we have to see the karban being burned and being sacrificed and his blood being sprinkled. Why? Because it's all to send us a message. That we have to be Moser Nefesh. And we have to. Kadeshi Yachshova Adam on line 7. Basosa Kalela. So we realize. Ki Chatalela Kabagufo Banafsha. Most karbanos is because we sinned against God. So we realize that it's really worthy for us to get a punishment. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis. He says, no, I'll take a karban. Veroi Loshi Yishavich Domo Vyisrov Gufo. Lule Chesara Bore. That's the message of a karban. Nefesh Tachas Nefesh. So according to the Rabban, what's a karban about? It's about realizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is so great than what I did against him. Line 11, Vihinei, Kishe Yachshuv Adam, V'yisponin b'hakrivo karban. If a person thinks about the message of a karban, Ki asanase bebehema hayaroi lehiosos bo, maybe it should have happened to me. Ki bevadai tis orer nafsho bozos, lashuv b'tshuva shleima, u'lahachnia levavo ha'arel lefnei baro. It'll lead to humility. It'll lead to realizing that I owe HaKadosh Baruch Hu so much. I owe him everything. Even the Tomer Dvorah talks about, in the first parak of Tomer Dvorah, that even while we're sinning, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving to us. Right? While we speak the Lashon Hara, we're breathing and we're functioning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate Baal Chesed. So we have to realize when we bring a karban, that we have to have a broken heart. Lachin kasva Torah v'yikra ba'alav z'ira. So maybe that's why there's a little aleph, says the Darkei Musar. To hint to us, we have to feel very small when we bring a karban. We have to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving us an out. He's giving us a present. He's allowing us to do this.
Ki klal rishon bavas karban hi hashpala v'hachna'a v'kinyas midas ha'anava.
If I feel, right, by mistake, I forgot it was Shabbos, I turned the light on, so I have to go bring a karban. So I go there, I'm awesome. Yeah, I didn't know it was Shabbos, nothing wrong with me. If I realize Shabbos a little more, we'll talk about this later, maybe it wouldn't have happened. But I have to realize, I have to lower myself and feel the hashpala and the hachna'a when I bring a karban. That's the little aleph. And this is already hinted to in one of the earliest sources and reasons why there's a little aleph, and that's in the Bala Turim. The Turim source number 4 on top quotes, aleph divayikra zeira. Why is the aleph small? He quotes, Shemosha haya gadol v'anav. Moshe was the greatest anav in the world. Lo ratza lichtov. Moshe didn't want to start off a sefer of the Torah. Hashem called to Moshe. Hashem called to Moshe. Moshe didn't want to write that. He's an anav. So he left out Vayikra Hashem, although he already left out the Hashem. But he even wanted to write Vayikar. What's the difference between Vayikar and Vayikra if you leave out the Aleph? Vayikar is a Lashon of Mikra. We discussed by Amalek. It happened, Vayikar. Oh, God happened to speak to Moshe. What a coincidence. Wow, he happened to talk to him. It's not like he called him with a derech chiba and a special, personal letter sent to Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Especially, you need a signature for this. It's such a special letter. No, Vayikar! You have to meet him on the street. Lahavdil. Moshe wanted to write that. Kilo dibrach kodesh baruch hu imo. El bachalom. You happen to come to him. Kederech sheneemar b'bilam. Like it says by Bilam. By Bilam it says Vayikar, because Bilam wasn't a Navi forever. He was a Navi for a certain time. Kodesh baruch hu happened. It wasn't that he was b'mahus, a Navi. So Kodesh baruch hu said, no, you can't write that. Kodesh baruch hu says, you got to write the Aleph. That's what I want in my Torah. Right, the Torah spells out my name on a Kabbalistic level. You have to write the Aleph, says Hashem. V'amar l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, lichtov gam ha'Aleph. Says Moshe, I'll give you a compromise. I'll write it small. I'll write it, but I'll write it small. That's my final offer, God. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, fine, I'll take it. V'shov amar l'Moshe ma'chlaroz anava, shelo yichtevena elektana yoser mishar alfin sheba Torah. Doesn't say what Hashem answered, because he was maskim. He says, he wrote it, what can I say? But what do you get from that? The Aleph is about anava. The Aleph is about humility. The Aleph is that even though I'm the greatest, even though the end of last week's Parsha, Moshe Rabbeinu was like the Kohen Gadol. He did the entire Avoda, and then he was Mechanech all the Levim, and he washed his hands in the Kiyar, he did everything. He already gave him the Torah. Little Aleph. As we continue the story in the Torah, there's a little Aleph. Humility. And we hold ourselves, we don't hold ourselves on a pedestal, Vayikra El Moshe. So we have the little Aleph, number one. Maybe it's a symbol, a hint to the children who start off with Vayikra. And number two, a second message is that maybe it symbolizes how we're supposed to feel. We're supposed to feel small. We're supposed to feel humble. Moshe wanted to write Vayikar, but he caved in and he compromised and wrote Vayikra. Okay. Continuing, second pasuk. This is on the second pasuk. Rav Pinkas says this, but it really could be on the whole parsha. But says the second pasuk in the Sefer, "Dabero b'nei Yisrael v'yamartalehem." Say to b'nei Yisrael, "Adam ki akriv mikem karban Hashem." If somebody is makriv from you, a karban Hashem, mina behema, mina bakar, mina tzon, from all the types of animals, takrivu es karbanchem. So mikem, to be from you. Says Rav Pinkas. On this pasuk, we know that in Bizman HaZeb we don't have karbanos. Here, Yibana Beis HaMikdash, they will return. But what is the purpose of a karban? Says Rav Pinkas. Let's go to line 7. Hakarbanos hayu gam bitui shel ahava bein ha'adam lebaro. A karban is really an expression of love between man and his creator. Yes, he quotes the Ramban, but what's this? What's the first karban brought? What's the first carbon mentioned in Vasebar Vayikra is carbon ola, which is most of the time voluntary. So it's an expression of love. How? Kimo mishinosin prachim lo'ahavo. Let's say I buy my wife flowers. Does she really need the flowers? It's not Shabbos. Does she really need it? Lo mebrishashini zakuk leprachim. She doesn't need flowers. Ela kibitu shalava. It's an expression of love on the part of the giver to the receiver. I'm thinking of you. You know, I just want you to know that I'm thinking of you, so I give you something. Not because you really need it. Right? Kach ha-karban Hayamare, it's the thought that counts, as they say. We have to give the act, but it's really the thought that's the ikar. Kach a karban hayamare al ratzon adam bekirvas Hashem. So too, a karban, Kodesh Baruch Hu, I'm thinking of you. Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't need a karban. Chas v'shalom, he does not need a karban. Kodesh Baruch Hu gets nothing about a karban. But it's an expression that if we bring the karban and we sanctify this with this animal and everything about a karban. So we mentioned in the past, most karbanas, we get to Vayikra, oh, all the animal rights activists start opening up. What's going on here? Save a Vayikra. Almost all, except for a karban ola, all the meat of the animals are eaten. The same thing about anybody who eats meat. All animals eat. Some the Kohen eats, some the Bailam eat. The fats, the thing that everybody throws out anyway, that's burned on the Mizbeach. Right, but that's all. And we shech the animal very fast where there's no pain. So we just sanctify our eating of meat. But we don't do anything anything to be ashamed of. Chas v'shalom. So says Rav Pinkus, a karban is an expression of love, but not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu really needs it. And now he continues. What's the message for us, Bizban Hazeh? We don't have karbanas. How do we express love to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Says Rav Pinkus, there's a very deep message for us. Hinei Yadua, line 11. Shehatfila hi b'makam ha-karbanas. As we know, tfila is b'makam ha-karbanas. Our davening, avodah shebelev zui tfila. And therefore, our davening today takes the place of the expression of ahava that a karban used to be. So do we really ask Rav Pinkus to himself and to others? Do we really use this as an expression of love? Line 17, V'hinei chayi ha'adam he'mazman she'nitan lo mimenu yisbarach l'chayot ba'olam. Our life HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. V'im kein, yisod harishon l'hatzlacha, b'shaz esek ha'tfila hu l'haktish l'zman upnai. The most important secret, says Rav Pinkus, who has written unbelievable svarim that has changed the face of tfila in Am Yisrael. Sha'arim b'tfila, or his other sefer, the red sefer on tfila. These are svarim that in the past hundreds of years, what other sefer on tfila, machshava, has been written, that has become so popular, that is so needed. Sha'arim b'tfila. So Rav Pinkus tells us the most important secret in tfila is time. It's time. Giving time to tfila. Ach lefamim. But what happens? Ro'am adam shehigia mu'ucha lebeis ha'knesses. A person comes late to shul. I couldn't get up in the morning. I was busy. I was talking. I was in the middle of a phone call. So I come late to mincha. And look what he says. My coming late affects my entire tefillah. The entire tefillah. It's not just the 5 minutes that I came late. The entire tefillah. I know that halacha. Boom. I know the Shulchan Aruch. I'm a very smart guy. Says Rav Pinkus, you come 5 minutes late, it's finished. And we're zooming, and we catch up. And I got to run. We try to stick it in. Is this a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Is this the love? I only heard two or three shiurim from Rav Pinkus on tape. But one of them I heard, he's also talking about the same point, he gets the following mashal. He says, let's say, my washing machine breaks. My washing machine breaks, okay. So, like, what do? I go change it to my work clothes, put on a pair of jeans, if I had jeans, and I get down on my hands and knees, get my screwdriver out, start unscrewing, look inside, poke around a little bit, push this that way, this looks a little dusty, wipe off some dust, and do this, do that, bang and hock and this and that. Well, okay, looks good, wonderful. Start screwing everything back in, close it back up, put the cover on. Okay, honey, try it. My wife comes upstairs. What are those screws? I see that there are three screws left on the floor outside the machine. So what do I say? They're extra. You don't need them. They're fine. You really don't need them. Obviously, the people who built the machine don't think that they're extra. It doesn't work properly without the perfect machine with all the parts. Says Rav Pinkus, we come to davening. Karbanas, it's extra. The yom, extra. It's the screws. You don't need that. It works fine. Come on. It works fine as this is. Says Rav Pinkus, who are we kidding? The people who wrote the Siddur didn't think it was extra. They put it in there. Says Rav Pinkus, Ubeemes, line 25. Mishlo Israga Lavopas Man, Osan Eser Dakolavnatfila Kashot Avuro Kamaves. If somebody is not used to come to davening on time, says Rav Pinkus, it kills him to come on time. It's unbelievable, Mesiras Nefesh. Right? It's so hard, says Rav Pinkus, for somebody who's not used. Somebody who comes on time, it kills him to come late. Halavai, we should reach that level. But if somebody does not come on time, to get there on time, but that's exactly the message of Vayikra. Karbanos. Tefillah is karbanos. It's showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have time for you. We love you. Afilu skipping. Dakot yikarot al shenas boker. Even the few minutes in the morning of extra sleep. Oshar inyan shebishayto nira chashuv ma'od. Hakol patal mevutal. He says, that'll make the biggest difference. If we come, he says, 10 minutes, whenever davening is supposed to start, 10 minutes before davening, that's all I do. Just coming 10 minutes before davening is supposed to start, he says, it will change our tefillah. We're not focusing on it. If I'm sitting before davening, I have my talis and tefillin on when they start brachas. So when they start, he said, it would change our life. Which is feeling. He says, what happens? We run in, look what he says on line 33. Anit sarach chayim parnasa refuah v'od v'od, shalom, shalom, gotta go. That's what we're doing. We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Imagine you go into it, you have a meeting with a CEO, you have a meeting with your boss. So what happens? We finally get this meeting, we're going to ask for everything. We go into the boss. Right when we sit down with the boss, our phone rings. 1 second, please. 1 second. Honey, can I call you back? Okay, great. By the way, I only got 2 minutes. I only got 2 minutes. So I really need that promotion, okay? Thank you so much. Gotta run. Bye. Says Rav Pinkus, who are we kidding? We want Rifa'inu. We want Baruch Aleinu. We want everything. So you got to first Yehi Chavod and Ashrei and the Hallelukas. We have that Vayikra, Mesiras Nefesh, an expression of Ava for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That means we got to take it seriously. It's one of the three Avodos, the three pillars the world stands on. Torah, Avodah, Gemilas Chasadim. Why is it, Rav Pinkus writes elsewhere in Sha'arim B'Tfilah, why is it that when we sit in yeshiva and we talk about our growth, we focus on learning. What are we learning? We go to Mishnayis and Gemara and Rishonim. We go up and up and up and up. And when it comes to davening, are we looking at it? Are we growing? Says Rav Pinkus, we have to devote more time to it, and that's a crucial message of Sefer Vayikra. Adam ki yakriv mikam. We have to be makriv. We have to be moser nefesh. We have to give of our time for tefillah. Okay. Continuing. Adam ki yakriv mikam. Same pasuk. Second pasuk. So Adam kiyakra mikem, Rashi picks up on Adam. What do you mean Adam kiyakra? What about Ish? Many times it says Ish in the Torah. Why Adam? So Rashi quotes as a hint to Adam Arishon. Rashi quotes Ma Adam Arishon lo hikriv min hagezel. Just like Adam didn't give from anything that was stolen because he couldn't steal anything except from God, but everything was his. Shakol ha'ishalo afadem lo takriv min hagezel. Hint to Adam. The Medrash in the Tanchuma has a different connection to Adam. Source number 6. Says the Tanchuma, Lama Amar Adam, Velo Amar Ish, Yirtzel Omar, Ki Yechteha Adam, Kemoha Adam, Harishon, Shehizche Lachto, Yakriv Karban. The Medrash says, when we do something wrong, we should be like Adam, and quickly bring a Karban. That's the Medrash. That's the Medrash. What do you mean? Adam? Be like Adam. Adam was chote, he brought a carbon right away. What's the message? Says the Rinas Yitzchak for Yitzchak Saratskin. Maybe it's like what the Rosh says. Betama carbonus. Kikisha Adam chote yumakrav carbon umischapelo. Viyodeshi hunaki micheto. Hu nizar mi lachto milios maveris moluchlach. You know why there are carbonus in the world? You know why we have to bring carbonus? Because each specific chait we have to try to wipe away. Lest the person say, I'm going to do things wrong again, especially b'shogeg. I have to bring 10 carbonus a year. I have to bring a carbon each time. Let me just build up. Do a carbon for every little aveira, says the Rush. Avalam lo hayim mischaper, hayim osif lachto. If I don't try to clean every single bit that I have little by little, it's just not going to happen. Mashal gives an unbelievable mashal. La adam sheish lo begadim soim. If I'm wearing a very dirty shirt, I'm not going to be careful when I eat something in 5 minutes from now that it doesn't drip on my shirt. What's the difference? I'm totally dirty anyway. You walk into a room. If we walk into a room and the room is a mess, I'm not going to be careful where I put my jacket down. Because the whole room is a mess. What's the big deal? So I'm just throwing this on the mess. If my state of ruchnius is a mess and it's dirty, then I'm not going to be so mocked. It's only if I'm wearing something clean and every tiny little spot I'm so careful to quickly get rid of and quickly wipe away and quickly clean up. If I walk into a clean room, I'm going to be careful. If I see if it's all nice and tidy in front of me, I'm going to be extremely careful and clean. That's the message. That's the message, says the Rinas Yitzchak. Right when we do something, we have to try the best of our abilities to fix the problem. And if it's not a karbon, it's a fault. If I feel like I did something wrong, we have to try to figure out and not let it slide. If I didn't do something properly, we have to try to fix it right away. Because if not, it'll just build up and the layers will just get too thick. V'alzeh Amar Shlomo, and that's what Shlomo HaMelech says in Koheles, B'chol eis yu b'gadecha levanim. All time your begadim should be white, meaning always, as much as we can. Life is a constant improving process. Ulefizeh yesh lomar, that's the pshat of the medrash. To kamo Adam miyad the first day Adam was created, he sinned, he brought a carbon. Miyad kishishchalachto hevi carbon kdei lios naki mecheto, says kamochein kal Adam, so to each person kishishchalachto tekef yavi carbon sheyehei naki. That's what it means to be like Adam. Adam kiyakriv mikam karban. Okay. Moving right along, later in the perek. Perek Aleph is about Ola, Perek Beis is Mincha, Perek Gimel is Chatas. But later, about a karban Ola, the Pasuk says, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Yudalad, Sheni. Okay, this is an example what we're about to see, is a detail of Hilchos Karbanos, which on the surface we read, we're like, okay, it's a detail. We only will appreciate Karbanos and Vayikra the more we delve into it. If every time we get up to a sugi in the Gemara of Kachim, okay, let's do this quickly. Let's get back to the Halacha L'maisa. Halavai, this should be Halacha L'maisa. It is Halacha L'maisa. The Chavos Chaim says tomorrow Mashiach's going to come, Bez Hashem. And what are we going to do? Karbanos! I never learned Karbanos. What do you mean? It's Halacha. Halacha, we're going to have to know Karbanos. He points out the Chavos Chaim. What does it say? Teku tishbi etaris kushis v'abayis. Eliyahu Navi is going to give us the answers to the problems and the doubts that we have. He's not going to tell us Mefurish Halacha. That we have to know ourselves. It's Arach Raya, says the Chavetz Chaim. So the more we learn about Karbanos, the more we'll appreciate Karbanos. So the following is an example of an amazing message that we learn out from the detail of two Karbanos. Says the Pasuk by Sheni. Vimin ha'of ola karbanol Hashem. If I bring a carbon ola that is totally burned on the mizbeach, a bird, a kosher bird, v'hikriv min ha'torim u'min b'nei ha'yonah es karbanol, I bring a dove, I bring a tor, v'hikrivo ha'kohen es ela mizbeach, the kohen brings it to the mizbeach, u'malak es rosho, v'hiktir ha'mizbecha. What does he do? He disconnects the head, totally. He severs the head from the animal. That's by a carbon ola sa'of. The halacha is that you sever the head. Look at the paragimel. Look at paragimel in this parsha. It talks about a carbon chat. Gimel is shlamim and dalet is chatas. If you look in parag dalet, where we talk about a carbon chatas, the halacha is, let me just find it. If not, I'll mention it. I won't mention it now. The halacha by carbon chatas sa'of is, I can't find the pasuk right now, that one is not allowed to sever the head from the body. By a chatas sa'of, the halacha is that v'lo yavdil. Oh, it's later. It's in Perek Hei Pasaches. V'hevi osam el ha-kohen, v'hekriv as-hashel l'chatas rishona, u'malakas rosho mimo arpo, v'lo yavdil. By a chatas sa'of, the head is not separated. Question is, why not? What's the difference between an ola sa'of and a chata sa'of? By an ola sa'of, we have to totally separate the head, and by a chata sa'of, you're not allowed to separate the head. Says the Shemi Shmuel, source number 7. Source number 7 in the Osiris HaTorah, line 7. B'sefer Shemi Shmuel, Pirish Zos B'derach Moser. Hine Chazal Omru. What do each of these karbanos come to fix? What is the avera? What is the sin that each of these come to fix? So let's talk about one at a time. Sheha ola ba'a l'chaper al herhure halev. An ola comes, an ola, really an ola is is voluntary, but deep down, Chazal tells us, Ola is because of improper thoughts. Here, Hurei Halev. I dream about avodah zarah. I dream about doing an avera. V'yesh l'datek. Halo hira hu b'machshava shi b'moach. The question is, why does Chazal call this hir hur halev? Thoughts of the heart? Where do we think? We think in the brain. We don't think in the heart. So why is it called hir hur halev? It should be called hir hur amoach. V'chei matinu lashes abatoh. Even the Torah says, v'chol yetzer machshavos libo rak rak alayom. Why is it called hir hur halev? Why not hir hur amoach? Says the Shem Yishmuel, line 11. Biramla amitoshal davar moach adam umachshav osav inam nesunim legamre tachashlitas haadam. Really, deep down, says the Shem Yishmuel, we can't control all of our thoughts. If something pops into our head for a minute, we can't control it always. Shari said, Tivan Shalma, we see something. I think of something for a second. We can't always control our thoughts. We can't, it's so fast. Sometimes we think of, oh, why did I think of that? We can't always control our thoughts. But you know what we can't control? We can control the thought from going to the brain to the heart. To develop into a feeling. To develop into an emotion. To develop into something deeper. If it stays in the brain, that's okay. But once the machshava goes deeper and goes down into the heart, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu could say, why? Get it out of you. Get it out of your heart. Hare, line 15. She'ikar hatfiyah klapei ha'adam. Eina ela kasher. Eina misalik as machshavaso hara. Umamshich lechos b'adshim is yashev is belibo. You know what? We have the problem. Not but hirur ha'moach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands that. Hirur ha'lev. That's the problem. When it goes from the brain to the heart, that's what's difficult. V'alzeach ein sarach kapara. And that requires kapara because that we could have controlled. Lefisha davarzeh bershuso b'shlitasohu. That's why Chazal called it hirur ha'lev, not hirur ha'moach. Says the Shem Yishmuel, hafla v'fela. Now we come back. What is the tikkun? What is the kapara for hirur ha'lev in olas ha'of? Olas ha'of, what's the halacha? You have to cut off the head. You have to sever the head totally. Because that's the message that we're giving to this Mavi. We're saying, you let it go from the head to the heart. We sever the head from the heart. What were you doing? This was your problem. You got to keep it in the head. You got to separate. You can't let it get to the heart. That's why this is the perfect machaper for Hirur Halev, because he let it go to his lave. Lahoros, line 20. She'ikar ha'pagam v'hatfiyah klapei ha'adam hu b'ma she'himshech es machsheves ha'moach she'barosh el toch ha'lev she'baguf. And now he says, let's go to the other one. Chatas. What's a carbon chatas always brought for? Chatas ha'of. It's an aveira that's done b'shogeg. An aveira that's done without thinking. Without focusing. That's the chatas ha'of. For somebody who didn't bring his thoughts to his heart. He forgot it was Shabbos. He didn't know this was Asar on Shabbos. It's a shogeg. So what do we do? The halacha is, you're not allowed to cut the head off. You're not allowed. You have to shock the animal. But you're not allowed to cut the head off. Why? Because we're telling him your problem was that you didn't put your thoughts into your heart. You had to be shogeg. You didn't focus as much. Well, if he's there, line 20, 23, Inyan hakapara, hay adaraba, amashe hifrit es amoach mehaguf, umaisav nasu mitoch afroda, mimachshava so sheberosh. And that is why, the chatas ha'of, we have not allowed, v'lo yavdil, you're not allowed to sever the head. Masha'en came when it comes to the olas ha'of, you have to sever the head. This is beautifully, the other rabbeim in yeshiva, I told him this vart, very excited about it. So he said it fits nicely with the kutzker. We mentioned this kutzker. I'm not sure if we mentioned it in the past. Other shir. I'm not sure in the parsha shir. The kutzker points out, we say in Shema, V'hayu adver mo'ele, right? Put it alav avecha. Put it on your heart. So the question the kutzker asks, what do you mean put some of this on your heart? Put it in your heart. What do you mean on your heart? So it says the kutzker, sometimes we hear something, or we tell somebody something, and they're not ready for it, and we can't spiritually digest it yet. We're not holding there yet. So what the Kusker says, at least put it on your heart. Put it on. So that one day when the heart opens up, it'll fall in. When our heart gets so soft and mushy, the heart will open up, it'll fall in. So sometimes, that's why it's Alev Avecha. So sometimes says that putting the Kusker here, sometimes things that we're supposed to put into our heart, we don't let into our heart. And things that shouldn't get to our heart, we put into our heart. We got to make sure that the things that are supposed to get to our heart get into our heart, and things that are supposed to remain in the brain and not get to the heart don't get into the heart. That's why Chavis Ha'of, totally severed. Chavis Ha'of, not severed. Olas Ha'of, totally severed, because it's Mechaper on Hirhurei Halef. Okay. Moving right along to the stipler. Birchas Peretz. Birchas Peretz, source number 8. Ask the stipler. First, he's Meir. Matsinu kama mitzvos she'enam chiyuvios. Says the stipler, there are so many situations in life of mitzvos that are voluntary. Elo masrin hakasav liznadvos libo. Shekein matsinu gabi nidvas ha-mishkan. You find throughout the Mishkan, what did Moshe say? Everybody has to bring? No! Anybody who wants to volunteer, bring. V'chein karbanis nedavah. So many karbanis that we're talking about in this parsha are nedavis. Ola, shlamim, mincha. You can't be no devachatas. Right? Or an asham. But an ola, a shlamim, a mincha, they could, oh, you can bring it as a present. Why does Hashem do this? Why does He give us things that we could do if we want to do, but you don't have to do it? He is our master. He should tell us, do this and don't do this. V'chei mitzvahs nazir, also a nazir. Lo kavan hakasav chov aklal. If, right, if a man or a woman wants to be a nazir or a nazira, they can be a nazir, they can choose to be it. Rekha rotza yachol list, not even kavan naziris. V'chei, that's about mitzvahs in general. But then he says, even within mitzvos, v'chei kama mitzvos chiyuvios. There are many mitzvahs that you have to do the mitzvah, but within the mitzvah, there's room for movement. Truma. How much truma do you have to give? Midaraisa? 1 grain. 1 grain from your entire field. Chita achas poteris esakri. Midarabanan? 1/40th, 1/50th, 1/60th. Right? How much peya? Right? Elu dvarim she'en lahem shir. Ha peya? Right? There's no shir. Chazal say, how much? How much chala? Right? Again, ain't. So why is that? The Torah should tell us what to do. Why does the Torah leave it out? If this is part of being a religious person, so why didn't God command it? And if there is no requirement for it, so what's the purpose? What's the purpose? Avol nireh. So said the stipler, again an obvious idea, but he puts it in this context. She'inyan hisnadvus l'shem shemayim, v'mashalo nischayiv, hu inyan miyuchad b'avodas Hashem yisparach. You're right. This is not a normal master-servant relationship. This is something special about avodas Hashem. V'hu yisod gadol v'hasagas avas Hashem yisparach v'yiraso. You know what this is? Similar to what we mentioned before from Rav Pinkus. All of the voluntary mitzvos is an expression of and a way to get to Avas Hashem. De be'emes, which is required. De be'emes, mimash etziv sa'atorah mitzvos Avas Hashem yisbarach. The fact that the Torah commands Avas Hashem, mizeh muchach u'muchrach shebi'ar kol adam l'hasiga. Right, the fact that God commands it, it must be that it's in our control to reach it. As we know, the Bali Musar point out, what did the Torah say in Parshas Kiseitzei? The Parsha of Yifas Toar, and Chazal say, Dibra Torah Keneged Yetzahara. Hashem knew this was a very, very hard situation, so He gives us an out. Meaning, every other situation in life is not too hard. So there is no out. So the fact that there's a mitzvah of Avas Hashem means we could do it. The Lachora asked the disciple the obvious question, Heich Efshal Lachayiv Al Dvarim Shebelev. How could God command us something in the heart? Shalachore eno biyat adam lasiga. What's in my heart? What's in my heart? How he can tell me what to do? How can he tell me what to feel? Avo mitzvah shebelev eno yadu eno biyado. Says the stipler. So how do you get to Avas Hashem? So he says, if you look in the Rambam, in Perek Beis, because you saw the Torah, line 17, Mivaher she'ava ba'ide hisbon hisbor musi hisbarach. If somebody's on the level, you know how you reach Avas Hashem? You just look around to think about God a little bit. Ayin sham l'shonu hakadosh v'hachasid. Right? L'shonu hakadosh. Right? So the Rambam says, one way to get to Avas Hashem is looking around at the world. Seeing the sun and the moon and the stars and seeing the whole world and seeing nature. That's one way. But that's somewhat hard for us. So there's a much more concrete way, he says. It's famous from the Sefer HaChinuch, but he quotes it here from the Mesulos Yesharim. Ulam, line 21. Karkaz of the Mesulos Yesharim, l'indid midas hazrizus. Dekemosha hehislahatus hapnimis. Mevi'il ideiz rizus haguf. Kemochein hu behefich. Shehatenua hachitzonis. Ma'orer es hapnimis. The more we do, the more that will lead to love. Ki al yedeiz rizus befo'al. Ma'orer ba'atzmo be'emes hislahatus v'simcha pnimis. The more that we do, the more that will bring the inside feeling. So says the stipler, you know what the reason for all the voluntary mitzvahs are? Is to get us doing things for Hashem. And doing extra things for Hashem. And extra things for Hashem. And the more we do extra things for Hashem, that will breed the Ava. As we mentioned a few weeks ago from Reb Dessler, the more you give, the more you love. Kemo chein, where it's underlined. Al yedei pu'ulas hisnadvus. Lios mevater mishalo, the more we give from ourselves, l'shem shemayim, kein yisorer belibo ava be'emes. That will raise the ava feelings in us. And he says, ve'efshar, on the bottom, line 39, shalatach lezu nitnat oradini karban adava. That's why there's a concept called karban adava. That's why there's a concept called nazir. That's why there's a concept of, even within mitzvahs, this flexibility. Because Hashem wants to give us the opportunity for Avas Hashem. If we had to do everything, there was no flexibility, then He can't command us Avas Hashem, because there's no way to get there. How do we feel that way? We're doing everything because we have to. But if we do things because we want to, and we know it's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will appreciate, so that itself will lead to Avas Hashem. That will lead to Avas Hashem. He talks about the end. Maybe that's why Bali Tshuva and Geirim he gets into. Feel free to look at the end. Okay, one final thought for tonight. And that is Dawud Chaf Beis. Again, it's one example, but Dawud Chaf Beis, something we mentioned a few minutes ago. Paradala Pasuk Chaf Beis, the Pasuk tells us, Asher Nasi Yecheta, if a Nasi sins, or I should say, that a Nasi sins, doesn't say im, Rashi picks up on that, V'yasa achas mikol mitzvos Hashem alokav, and he does one of the mitzvahs, Asher lo osei asena, that shouldn't be done, bishgaga, by accident, v'ashem, and he sins. Asher b'tesem bishgaga v'ashem. So we have here the principle, which we have elsewhere as well, that we even bring karbanis for a shogeg. Answer of Dessler, why? Why? Shogeg, okay, we mentioned, you forgot it was Shabbos. To bring a carbon for that. To bring a carbon for a shogeg. You really do something so deeply wrong. What's the purpose of an avera of a carbon b'shogeg? Says Rav Dessler in the third volume, source number 9. HaTorah HaKdosha. Tovath min ha'adam sheyihyeh pnimi. The Torah demands of us that we should live a life of pnimius. What does that mean? Shekol gidrei HaTorah yu pnimiyim bo v'lo chitzoniyim. We should live a life of being part of it and not being an outsider to our mitzvos. I'll just mention here I'll do Rav Dessler, then I'll mention something. Davar zeh lamadnu migeder onesh b'shogeg. And you'll learn this from the fact that we have an onesh even on an aver b'shogeg. Ki l'chora tamua. Because l'chora doesn't make sense. Mikivan sha'avad b'li da'as madua nenash. Why should we have it? We have all these examples. And it's called an ashem. It's called our fault in the Torah. But it was an accident. It was a shogeg. So why should it be? Why am I nanash? V'lo od line 10. Ela af im lo barur lo adam shechata. Let's say I'm not even sure that I sinned. Kugon chelev v'shum alafanav. I'm not sure that I eat the kosher hamburger or not the kosher hamburger. You still have to make a karbon called an ashem talui. So even if I'm a suffik, if I sinned or not, I still have to bring it. So what's the roots? Why if I'm a shogeg? Says Rav Dessler, Avol ha'inyan hu, shekol asher nimsa ba'adam be'etzem p'nimi yuso lo yate bo v'lo yishkachenu. Something that is part of a person's p'nimius, he doesn't forget. Ki hu mitziuso, because that's him. V'im shachach ota be'eze davar, the fact that I forget means it's not fully and completely part of me. There was once a chassid that came to one of the rebbes. And the chassid says, Rebbe, I can't remember all my learning. I can't remember everything. So what should I do? So the rebbe said, Did you eat lunch today? She says, yeah. You didn't forget to eat lunch? He says, no, why? He says, did you ever forget to eat lunch? He says, no. He says, why not? He says, because I'm hungry. I'm hungry and I have to eat lunch. So the Rebbe says, there's your answer. If eating and learning were equally parts and parcel of who we are, it was our pneumius, then we wouldn't forget. And I think I mentioned in the past also, I had the schus of driving a well-known Rosh Yeshiva's father for a number of years, and I once asked him, you know, about his son, he's unbelievable, never forgets anything. So he said, he forgets things. He forgets things. When he reads a newspaper, he forgets things. But when he learns, he never forgets anything because he loves it so much. And when you really, really love something, every little bit of Torah, you never forget it. We all know and they're getting into the Pesach time. So the Haggadah, there are certain Haggadah words that we've known all our life and we never forget them. We never forget them. We get to this paragraph, oh yeah. Why? Because that's a great fart. Because what? So we should have that feeling. If we had that feeling for everything, then imagine the level we'd be on. So if we forget, says Rav Dessler, that's a reflection that it's not enough part of us. So if it's a shogeg, if I forget, it means Shabbos isn't as part of me as it should be. So I bring a carbon for that. Okay, not chayiv for that. But we have to try to make sure that it's as much part of us as all the other needs in life. As much as we need. We mentioned the Kotzker last year, Parshas Mishpatim. The other Mishpatim, it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Alei Eli Hehara Veyesham. I remember the last thought of Mishpatim last year. Hashem tells Moshe, go up the mountain and be there. Alei Eli Hehara Veyesham. Go up and be there. What do you mean? Alei, that's the Kotzker. Once you go up the mountain, you're there. Alei Eli Hehara Veyesham and be there. You are there. Says the Kotzker, a lot of times we could go up the mountain, but we won't be there. We could go to the shir, and we're not there. We could go somewhere, and we're not there. Says the Kotzker, the purpose of life, the purpose of every experience, is to go there, and to be there. Not just to be Yotze Zayin. That's the Yesham, to be there. And I'll just end with Rav Pinkus. I'll end with this, it's what I usually start off Shabbos Haggadah with. But Rav Pinkus gives the mashal. He says, being part of everything, every Jewish religious experience, a person could, as Rav Dessler said, could be on the outside or be part of it. And he gives a mashal. Imagine somebody packs their bags going to the airport. Pack their bags, they load up their suitcases, and they get into their car, they go to the airport. Unbelievable! They have a ticket, they check in, they send their suitcases underneath, wonderful. They go sit down and have a drink, waiting for the flight. And their flight is called, and they go to the window, and they see their airplane out the window, and they're all psyched, and they keep watching the airplane out the window, last call, door closes, the plane taxis away, and they watch the airplane take off. They had a thrill up until a point. They got excited, they got into it, but then they didn't get on the plane. They watched it from the side. And then you have another person who did everything like that, and then they went through the gate and got onto the plane. And they took off and went up in the air. Says Rav Pinkus, everything in life, every yontif, as Pesach is coming, every Shabbos, we could do all the hachanas, and we could do and we could bake the matzahs, and we could do everything. But we got to make sure that we get on the plane. Because if we stay and watch, we could do everything and just watch it take off. That's Rav Dessler. The Mabat Ha'emes Upnimius. That everything in our life has to be Pnimium and not Chitzonium. Alei Elai Hehara VeYesham. We got to be on the mountain. The Hashem, as long as we have to do the hachanas. But we also, as we're into Nisan, we also can't just do the hachanas, but rather the Hashem, we should all get on the plane also and go up and have a chag kasher v'sameach. Okay, we'll stop here. Mezrim tomorrow night in the school is the Haggadah Shir at 8:30 tomorrow night with Meir of Tefala.